Mr. Vice President, the United Republic of Tanzania takes a strong objection to the news release issued by the Special Procedures on 15 June 2022 regarding the government's sovereign decision and well-intentioned plans to demarcate the Loliondo Conservation Land area. In this regard, Tanzania wishes to set the record straight in this August body that, contrary to erroneous news release, the plans to demarcate Loliondo Conservation Area were in fact informed by the broad-based consultations with the Loliondo local community, traditional leaders, and the vulnerable groups of women, children, and elderly, which led to the decision to divide 4,000 square kilometers of land in the area in question. A compromise was reached with 2,500 square kilometers designated for the use by nearby villages, while 1,500 square kilometers reserved by the government for the conservation purposely only. The demarcation exercise of the reserve area is being conducted by land officers and local government officials in their normal course of duties. No violence was initiated by police during the process as alleged and deliberately doctored in circulating video clips. There cannot be eviction in the area as the government does not intend to relocate residents of Loliondo. Mr. Vice President, let there not be any confusion between Loliondo and Ngorongoro. It is the residents of Ngorongoro who have the option of voluntary relocation, and to this end, 1,497 people have already applied. Those who wish to voluntarily relocate have their original homes valued and adequately compensated. They will be and already transported by the government to their new residences, given little title deeds and their new plots. 103 houses have already been constructed. In conclusion, Mr. Vice President, Tanzania calls on human rights activists, including Human Rights Council's experts, to get accurate information from the government before publishing false and pernicious information. This is in compliance with the fundamental right to be heard. The special procedures should also be clear and on mandate and not so be easily swayed by minority faction, and does not support the decision of the majority that has been reached in a democratic, transparent, and participatory manner. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.